Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Greenbuild in the first day, the end of the day, and I'm in the Johnsonite Tarquette booth, and I'm talking to Diane Martell and Anne-Christine Ayed. Diane Martell is the Vice President of Sustainability in North America. Diane, just to sketch people up with you, many know that you were based in Houston with ASRock, and it's been, what, about a year now since you moved to Cleveland?
No, actually, it's been 2 years, would you believe that? A little bit more than 2 years, 2.5 years. I moved to Cleveland to take responsibility for environmental matters for the Tarquette North America division. It's a role that encompasses the residential and the commercial, and we talk about certifications. We've done a lot in the last 2 years based on really a global strategy for Tarquette.
All right, and Anne-Christine, you're Vice President of Sustainability Worldwide, and also you have research and innovation for Tarquette Worldwide, right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I joined Tarquette 3 years ago in charge of research innovation, and as part of our innovation pillars, we had eco-innovation. I think Tarquette has been doing a lot on sustainability for many, many years, and we started to recycle 1956, so before everyone. But we were pretty quiet about the work we were doing, so eco-design was very important for innovative solutions. And therefore, as I think 2 years ago now, I took over the responsibility for environment, and in terms of the global strategy, working the network of people responsible for sustainability in the different division. So Diane is one of our members, and we're really creating the new future of Tarquette.
All right, and you're actually based in France, right?
Actually, I'm based in Luxembourg, where we have our research and innovation center and have teams in a different division in different parts of the world.
Well, since we're at Greenbuild, let's talk a little bit about what the Tarquette / Johnsonite message is at the show.
The message we want to give to our customers is that we had 4 pillars in our environmental strategy. We're going one step further now with our cradle-to-cradle designs, where we really want to design product for reuse. So we start with good materials. We want to make sure that every ingredient we put our materials are safe to people and safe to the environment, the ecosystem that is very important to Tarquette. And we then look at how we make our products in terms of how we're using our resources. We have our water system, like in closed loop. We manage energy. We try to be as efficient as possible in our operations. Then, obviously, when the product is used. So we were the first company with flooring product with emissions level at non-detectable level. So we started with products that were over 10 times better than any norms in the world, and now we have products where you can't even, we could say it's almost zero VOC. Well, then after the product have been used, we want to take them back, and because they've been made with good materials, then we can either reuse them or recycle them into new products, so indefinitely. So it's really about closed-loop design of our product.
One of the things that you're showing in your space here, I see you still have your solve for X message, and then you have this diagram on the floor that talks about the whole circle. Is that right?
That's correct. And basically, in North America, we are integrating the new icon and the eco design into our balanced choice approach to product and to the market. So it's really a product focus, but considering environmental issues, but considering also our end users and where these products will be actually installed. Just to get back a little bit to people-friendly spaces, we're looking at low emissions. Well, what does that mean for people in the spaces? It really means that they have a healthy and safe environment. You know, indoor air is becoming a major issue. As our buildings become more and more energy efficient, you really are creating a lab for bad air. Now we're depending on finishes, and HVAC and finishes are what's going to impact your indoor air. So we're really looking at how products like ours, which is a finish, it's a floor, could help at least not be a trigger for anybody that has respiratory problems. And even if you don't have problems, you don't want to create any. We believe that low emissions is an important factor in the health and welfare of people in spaces. We also are the first in North America and in the world, actually, to change phthalates that are in the PVC materials and vinyl materials to a non-phthalate plasticizer.
And you're moving to that across all of your products, aren't you?
All of the products. By 2014, all the products will be worldwide changed to the non-phthalate recipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, another key question, a lot of people know that this whole news of Tarkett buying Tandis, this was big news, probably the biggest news in the flooring industry this year. And Christine, as you look at incorporating all of the sustainability initiatives, have you gotten a chance to take a look at them?
Actually, I met with the Tandis people yesterday and the day before, and it was kind of interesting to see that how much they've been doing, but also quietly. You know, they started before anyone else in terms of recycling and introducing the very high amount of recycled product in their new product. But very few people know how much they're doing. And it's very similar to what Tarkett was doing. Well, we do a lot more than anyone else, but we're not very vocal because we really want to do what we say we're going to do, and we want to do it right so we don't do any greenwashing. And we felt a lot of similarities between the two companies. We also think there is a lot of synergies because with what they're bringing and their knowledge and their experience in the Tarkett experience, the Johnson Ike's experience, and I think that this is going to make, not only sustainable, allow us to make sustainable product, but a sustainable company. So we're very excited.
Great. Let me just ask you one other question. Is this your first green bill?
It is my first green bill. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what do you think of the show?
I think there's a lot happening. There's a lot of people showing products, not necessarily the real story that goes with the product. I wish to have seen more about a good story. A lot about indoor air quality, a lot about energy. We see that with also on the lighting and the energy efficiency building. I'm hoping in the next green bills we'll see more and more transparency. I think that's the path forward. Smarter buildings, and we just see the beginning of that, but it's not there yet. But it's here to come.
All right, great. It's good to spend time with both of you. Again, we've been talking to Diane Martell, who's Vice President of Sustainability in North America, with Tarkett Johnsonite, and with Anne Christine Ayed, who's Vice President of Sustainability Research and Innovation Worldwide with Tarkett. And you've been listening to Kempar and 4daily.net.